This is KERA News. I'm Dwahli Saikautau. That story Grandpa hinted at but never told you, that friend who couldn't talk about her teen pregnancy, or that coworker you've been wanting to know more about, that's what StoryCorps is, an oral history of everyday people asking each other questions. Earlier this week, its founder, Dave Isay, was awarded the $1 million TED Prize for, quote, sparking global change.
You know, the core of what we do, the radio stories, are like a wonderful byproduct of the public service we offer, which is giving two people, usually people who know each other well, the chance to sit in a room, in this case in an Airstream trailer, with a trained facilitator and talk about what's most important in their lives.
The StoryCorps mobile booth will be at the AT&T Performing Arts Center in Dallas until December 20th.
Hi, welcome.
Hi.
Come
hi.
On in.
Look at this place.
Welcome. I'm Emily Jansen, the site manager for StoryCorps' mobile tour. Come in and have a seat here at this, a little booth at this table. It's a little bit like kind of a booth at a diner. You can kind of think of it like that.
It's a very intimate space, isn't it?
It's the kind of space that we so rarely have in our lives. It's quiet. We ask you to turn your cell phones off when you come in here. No interruptions. It's just you and that person and your conversation.
So how does the magic happen?
Ah, yes. You'll come into this recording booth and sit down with your partner, and we'll do a sound check, and then you'll record this conversation with your loved one.
When people come here, they're probably a bit intimidated by the whole challenge of this.
It can be a little intimidating at first. This microphone is not tiny. After a few minutes, you do stop noticing the microphone, and you can really just speak the way you normally speak, with all of your ums and hmms and your laughter and exclamations. That's all part of it. And you don't need to have some special radio voice or perfect story and perfect way of saying it.
How does one know if they have a story to tell?
Yeah. And often some people wonder and some people just first assume they don't have a story because they think, well, my story isn't dramatic and it doesn't have this great arc of triumph or tragedy or anything like that. But really, it's how funny it was the time that my dad dropped our dinner on the floor and we ate it anyway and we loved it. It's remembering the smell of your grandmother's cooking. It's how you got through a really hard time when you didn't have a job. And that's really important for your family to hear those stories. All of those things stitched together, that creates this beautiful and rich story for us as a country and as a culture. And that's what we have in these archives.
Thank you, Emily Jansen.
Thank you. Thanks for coming.